Yo, 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 it's your boy DJ Tony Tone, man. And I'm with Mr. Chris Hines and the radio man himself. Let us know who we have in the building.
What's happening, man? I'm your boy C. Hines. It's my man, White Cloud, man, from Robeshaw Radio.
Okay, okay. I see y'all came through and took a walk through the place, man. Let me know what you think about it.
Man, this is an amazing facility. We definitely before we leave here, we're gonna try to make sure we schedule something, man. We have a series of things that we were trying to find a place to.
Let them know what Mr.
So what we have Hines International Media Network,
mm-hmm.
and we are a black-owned media outlet. We're calling it a conglomerate because we have a series of 12 channels that we have in development. One that's on now, HME and Hines Media Network, exclusively on Roku. That's where we are.
Exclusive.
Exclusively on Roku. We had the opportunity to jump the pond and go Fire Stick with it too, but nah, we staying right there exclusively on Roku. You're looking at over 71 million subscribers.
Man.
Strong. You're looking at over 100 million viewers every hour, every day.
Wow.
We've been blessed to touch 100,000.
So what led you into actually that realm and said, you know what, let's not go with the small, but we have a bigger vision in ahead.
COVID.
It's
the numbers.
Yeah.
19, 20, 21, COVID. COVID, man, it hit at a horrible time. We were scheduled for about over 250 shows between H-Town and Dina Howard,
mm-hmm.
and Tavia Brooks, the country artist that I produce and represent. And COVID came and it destroyed
Shut everything.
It destroyed her project. We were at the apex of the H-Town reinvention. We had over 70 headlining shows, over 90 tours set up, and it was all wiped out. And for 6 months, I sat dormant.
Man.
Shout out to Media Kings, my boy KP and NAD.
What up, KP?
They reached out to me and was like, bro, we have something in place. Think you'll be good with it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on it quietly. We want to bring you in on it. They brought me in on it. And
like-minded individuals creating, connecting.
They presented the situation. It was myself. It was Boomtown. It was Million Ways Entertaining, Mac Million.
You couldn't do it by yourself.
It was a few others involved in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But as we progressed in the deal, that was a separation, a week from the tariff kind of situation. So we started to pull off from the rest of the pack.
If they ain't pulling weight, ain't no need to keep carrying.
And I got COVID. Yeah. Wow. When I got COVID, my production pretty much went to zero because it was at the beginning of everything.
Yeah, and you have to make sure you good.
I had brought Cloud in, and a week after I brought Cloud in, I got COVID. So I was the only one with the information.
Yeah.
So it was sitting dormant, but God had another plan. In the midst of having COVID, through testing balances, because this is still a relatively new industry. The industry is still really new.
And growing too.
If you take it back to when iTunes, when Yahoo Music first came on the scene.
Showing his age.
If you go back to that, there was no iTunes. It was only Yahoo
Look,
Music.
Look, you had to download it off back.
There you go.
The Gorilla mixtapes and albums.
Come on. You had the MySpace player. That was on it, but wasn't no such thing, no Spotify.
And we was all coders back then.
Everybody was a coder back then. So it's kind of going back to those days. There are no schematics. There are no rules. There are no templates. So everything you're doing, you're literally getting it out the mud. Man, the people from Roku reached out to me via email because of the things that we were doing.
Mm-hmm. They seen you moving.
Yeah, I just took a hustler's approach.
Let's get this.
I took a hustler's approach.
Right. So you gotta get the profit.
So when you went to when you looked at the situation, Roku said, well, look, man, we like how you move. We want to offer you an opportunity over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a team player. Lafayette brought me to the building. I'm not going to go around Lafayette and try to holler at you about something. I don't move like that.
Yeah.
Nobody I get on with, we just don't move like that. It's a pecking order to everything. We did a song with Cube years ago, The Pecking Order. It speaks for itself.
Pecking order.
There's a natural pecking order to everything. And you start talking about put an organization together. You just can't be bouncing around on your own free will on the call. You have to follow certain rules and the schematic that's been put in place.
Gotta follow the print, man.
Yeah. So when it came about, I contacted my people like, look, man, this, that, the third. Man, we're just gonna do what you're gonna do. I said, well, I can't do this. I can't talk about this joint and myself.
Yeah.
Without talking about your space, your space. So if I'm moving around and I'm planning on doing a national or promotion, I said, well, look, bro, I just went got two buses.
Yeah,
put the gas in there, something, you know.
We gotta do something. Pay for the detail. I mean,
help us out, you know, because give me your information. Give me your information because I can't say I'm having the event here without sending them to the website. I can't talk about my event on Friday without talking about your event on Thursday.
Yeah.
And the next event on Saturday.
And that's the thing.
If it's intended to do the shit the right way.
Yeah.
So we weren't on the same page with that. So I'm a law dude, but I ain't no damn fool.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and contacted the Royal Cool people and said, let's rock with it. So from that, man, February 1st, a year ago, celebrated the first year exclusively, solidly with Royal Cool. So we celebrated the year in February.
Man, congratulations on that, man.
Appreciate it. So that opened us up to an abundance of possibilities. You talking about really being independent, separated from the machine. That's what we are.
Yeah, independent network.
So that's what we are moving towards now. And a lot of that has to do with branching out to the different. Everything y'all
network.
Doing here.
Man,
network.
We got that something. Network makes the network.
We got something.
Free game production said.
That can work within the system. And we want to. Like we met the young lady with Iconic TV. Man, she got a bomb joint.
Yeah.
Bomb place. She's dope with the grab. She's been doing it for a while. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot can be learned from her. I've been touring, man, for 20-something years.
Man. I see you got Robichaud Radio, man. Yeah.
In the house. Yeah. What's up, dog?
Man, let me know about you, man.
Well, you know, it's your boy.
I know you rocking with you, and he moving, man. So you moving with him.
I got to stay in step. You know, every head needs that right. You
right.
Know, he can't do it all himself. He needs that right. Somebody to keep him.
That balance up.
That's
and sometimes somebody needs to, that accountability.
We've been doing this shit together since high school, man. So, man. You know, it ain't changed, you know. And that's the way it go. Robichaud Radio is, I started that on the Texas 101 Jams. And then when HMN came about, we decided that we was going to shut the radio down and bring Robichaud Radio to HMN. So now Robichaud Radio will now be, quote unquote, a video soul
man.
Sort of, you know, platform.
So
I'm about to bring it back.
Elevation.
About to bring it back.
And at every step, man, I know we can't hold you guys too long, but
up.
I know the steps that you're moving is in the right direction.
Yeah.
And of course, with the wisdom that you guys are dropping, the way that you're walking, you know, is sets a way bigger example than
what
you're saying.
Yeah.
And by your reputation and by what you're doing, how you're moving, man. It's only more from here, man. I gotta say congratulations to the venture. You're connecting, creating, building, man. And hopefully this spot right here is gonna be a spot where you're able to just flap your wings and just expand. We expand together even higher, man.
We gotta take this to Atlanta because we just opened HMN Atlanta ATL. We just did that in September. So we gotta take this concept
down to the East Coast and take it to the West Coast and head to the North.
Yeah, we going to the West. Right out the South by Southwest. So look at anybody listening, man. We have several performance stages at South by Southwest.
Okay, let them know about it, cause man, we dropping this.
So what we gonna do is this is the first time we putting it out.
Exclusive.
So what we doing? We held it for a minute because competition in the marketplace.
Oh,
it
facts,
is what it is.
Facts.
So we're gonna do street performances. So we put it out. We've gone and got a. 6x6 stepper place. So we're going to commandeer one of the side streets.
Yeah.
We pulling out there. We generated a whole blast with the microphones, the cameras, and the whole nine. Going straight live international performances right there on the streets of South by Southwest.
Personal interviews.
And we're not cutting heads. You know, what they 500, 600 bucks to perform? Now it's $100 to come perform.
Man, and you get making it affordable opportunity on the street. So I ain't in a club to get in. I could just be walking down the street.
Right.
If you got if you're on the street, you got your flash drive. Come see us. Now we're gonna have a little, it's gonna be a little more organized than that, because you talk about millions of people.
Mm-hmm. So now where do they need to come find you at if they get you? Where they need to follow you?
Now it's gonna be a flash mob kind of thing.
Okay, okay.
It's gonna so many people. And we want to make sure everyone gets the opportunity that want to. So we have two spots. We have a office partnership that we have. We're gonna do one in there that's gonna be more of acoustic.
Okay.
So we're gonna have some acoustic musicians, right? So for your true lyrics,
y'all better get it.
You better come on the thing, and we're gonna let you spit, sing, poetry, whatever you do. On top of the acoustic instruments. That's going to be one show that we're going to do.
Okay, okay. Then
the other one's going to bring your flash, do your thing. We're also going to be doing auditions for personalities for different shows within the channels.
Man.
We're all live on the spot.
That's amazing, we're going to be doing
free shout-outs. We're going to be, you know, so if you shout out your people, the whole nine, so we make it South by Southwest experience what it is. So if you want information on this, just contact me directly.
And let them know what they need to contact.
At HinesMediaNetwork.com.
C.Hines@HinesMediaNetwork.com.
Hell, call me. 832-264-8623. 832-264-8623. Call me. I ain't doing no trip. Send me a text. Call me. Email C.Hines@HinesMediaNetwork.com. Or White Cloud, WYTE Cloud, CLOUD, all one word, White Cloud at HinesMediaNetwork.com. Hit either one of us directly. Ain't no going to the page. Y'all hit us directly.
Man.
And we'll
that way, you ain't in. No communication nah. loss.
And we'll plug you right into the thing. And, even with your videos, hit us up. We'll get you on there. We full PRO. And we want to call ourselves Stream Killer.
Stream killers.
We want to put the end of that streaming mess. We want to give you real bread, your real publishing dollars. We're trying to recreate the wheel on what the music game really was. I've always hated the streaming situation because that's the worst monetary thing you can actually ever deal with.
Giving somebody else your money, giving a piece of your money for your
art. You think you're independent, but you're really not. You thought Mudbone got a horrible deal with Cadillac Records, but
they're taking more than regulars.
It's no way possible for you to get a fast shake at 10,000 of a penny.
And that's something we're going to talk about.
We bring that back to it.
We're going to talk about that in the next segment. That's why we got to get you guys back, man.
There's a big debate on it. We have a cat that we was nominated for a Grammy for this past year. We have over, and he got the whole Spotify thing, millions of streams. Millions of streams. Certified, documented, and Spotify sent the whole little thing with the whole little
congratulations.
And didn't get over $100, didn't get over $1,000. So we right now suing, but that's nothing to sue for. Like I told them, you wasting money and time with a lawsuit, because when you sign the paper that says this, if I give you a dime on a dollar, I don't owe you anything. That's the whole purpose of a stream. And that we come back to it, the whole purpose of a stream. Life ain't been doing this a long time. If he get a hot song and he get a million goddamn streams, technically, I owe you for a million doggone
10 cents worth of streams
on my shit.
We call him the professor.
I owe you publishing money, is what I owe you really for. I really owe you publishing money. I owe you a publishing. I owe you the respect to put on here. That I spent. What's the name of that song you got out of it? The one you be dancing shit on. Yeah. Okay. That song go, and he get 10, 15 million streams.
Yeah.
I owe you for your spin. I just had this with a DJ, and I almost made her cry because I told her, I said, don't you play no more of my shit. It was a gospel DJ too, and I flew around and cussed on her show. I said, don't play no more of my shit. You're not going to send it to BMI. Don't play my people's shit.
Well, spoken like a true professional.
We have it, and with this, you better get more shows. I almost told him, man, fuck you in your show.
Yeah, because it's a different level to it.
That's as a that does nothing for my
your artist drummers. The time, the work.
It does nothing for my engineers. It does nothing for my people that have a publishing stake into this record. This streaming dollar does nothing for that. Gotta understand.
Man, it's a deeper game to
it's a deeper game to the situation. So we are trying to be stream killers. The first thing we did was stream went and became killers. PRO. Yeah,
we're gonna put them on TV.
That's the first thing we came to do was we came and we established ourselves as a PRO. That's the first thing we did. That's what we
got. Man, again, man, we appreciate y'all for boys for coming on in. See how Mr. Robichaud Radio.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Back, man. We in this.
We getting you back in. You know, it's your boy DJ Tony Tone with Exclusive Talk Radio here at One Sound Vibe Connections. You know, as Mr. Lafayette would say,
it's the One Sound Vibe. It's the One Sound Vibe.
Y'all make sure y'all tap in, tune in. Exclusive Talk Radio. We out, man.
Just rub the table.